Well, Tony, give us your lowdown on the point today.
Well, I was pleased with the point. I didn't think we... I thought we worked very, very hard off the ball. I thought that some of the defending was absolutely first class. But our, you know, our passing, and we've got some good players in the team. And, you know, some of the passing was really poor, and we kept giving it to them back. And they're a team that grow in confidence if they've got the ball. And that's what they did. They grew in confidence. I don't think they created a hell of a lot of chances. I don't think Bowes pulled off a save of any note. But, you know, like I say, it's another point for us. They were a top 7-8 team last year and a good side. So, you know, all in all, pleased.
The big talking point of the first half was the penalty, in your view, was it?
No, I think I'll have a chat with Callum. I think Callum loses his legs, or his legs fall from under him, you know, as the lad, you know, dives in. And for the life of me, I don't know why people do it, because he's touched the ball past him. So he stays on his feet, he goes past the player in the box. And we've got Rick and Solomon in there. You can pass it to them. They tap it in the back of the net. So, you know, I think the referee and the linesman deserve a lot of credit for not giving the penalty.
And Sido's introduction, you must be pleased now that you can get him on the pitch. And
I was pleased with the response from the supporters. You know, really, really pleased. As I've said, I think there's, 25,000 people here today. Every one of those, you know, senior people or elder people during their life has made mistakes that they'll look back on and cringe and say, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that." And that's, you know, in a few years' time, we hope that Sido will be doing the same. He's been led, easily led, I think, at times by third parties. And that's not just agents, that's third parties who hang around. And hopefully, fingers crossed, he's learned by it and he can move on. And we certainly need to move on. And I was really, really pleased. It shows the character of the supporters to be as kind as they were today.
And to get him back, to get the players from international duty back as well, must be a big plus moving forward now.
Well, the window's been a nightmare for this club. There's been, there's too much going on for my liking and behind the scenes. And then for them to be taken away for 2 weeks. And Solomon's travelled, 17,000 miles, played two games. It kills people. And you have to deal with it. Southampton have dealt with it and looked a little bit better than us today.
James Morrison's got a goal in him. You were ready to bring him on and you were forced into a defender.
Yeah, James has obviously played a massive game on this week against Germany and looked a little bit tired. In my view, looked obviously James wanted to play, which is brilliant, but in my view, he looked a little bit tired. And it's one of those, you make a decision to put someone in there who's fresh and ready to go. Fletch hadn't played, Jack hadn't played. Yeah, like you say, you know, it was disappointing not to get him on with a few minutes to go, but there we are.
Rondon, you must be pleased. You've already mentioned he run himself into the ground.
He's fantastic, you know, and he needs a rest now. He needs a little bit of a rest more than anything else. But, even today, three or four great opportunities for him to score, and we've not played that brilliantly.
If you can't win it, don't lose it.
Clean sheets are important, and that's always been, you know, my philosophy. If the team starts with a clean sheet. But I'm really disappointed. I think we've got to show more going forward than what we did today, especially on the turnover. There were six or seven occasions, and they'll have it on Monday when we go in, where we turned over play, where they were really exposed. And our passing, our first pass off, was absolutely awful. I mean awful. And I don't expect that from professional players, and we're better than that.
What about Johnny Evans on his debut for you?
Yeah, brilliant. I thought Johnny was fantastic. You know, he keeps the ball well. He's cool and calm and defends well, and defended well at times. I thought the back four was stretched today at times in respect of what Southampton asked of them, but really, really did well. And Bowe didn't really have a lot to do.
Just finally, you've got a week now before the big one. Bella.
Who?